much about. You gotta put it in perspective.
106.7 K Rock, K R O Q. I'd like to wish everybody a happy new year. It's gonna be amazing. Happy new year.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
I thought about getting into radio, but I don't think people could deal with what I have to say, you know?
I bet.
I mean, all my buddies down at work, they all tell me I should, you know? I'm definitely the guy that everyone says, dude, you need your own show.
Yeah. What, and what do you do for work?
Music's my thing, but to pay the man, I sell high-temperature textiles, mainly felt. No one thinks about it, but felt's everywhere. It's on drumsticks, piano hammers, ballistic-rated body armor. Have you ever used a highlighter? Because the tip? Uh-huh. It's made of felt! That's what gives it that nice glide!
I've never used a highlighter.
And now...
You're living in a nightmare that starts at the crack of dawn.
What?
Kevin.
What?
You can't say that word even in 2018.
It's legalized.
Not the word.
It's legal. The word weed has been legalized.
Bean.
It's all good.
It wasn't the weed wasn't the problem. It was the effing before weed. That's what you can't start with on the air. You can't say that.
Kevin.
Now we can't say that.
Yes.
We can never say that.
Never say that, ever.
Come on now.
How long you had that one in the
That's
chamber?
That's ridiculous.
How long you been playing in that?
Oh, about 2-3 minutes.
Just see all vacation long. Kevin's like, oh, man, as soon as I open up that microphone, first word out of my mouth is going to be the F word. It's going to be so funny.
He asked me if the delay still worked.
I mean, you know, I wanted to make sure I was doing it responsibly.
Especially, like something happened to the delay
right.
over the last couple
just in
weeks.
Case. You never know here. You have to rebuild stuff on a daily basis. So.
Oh, hey, you don't have to tell me.
It is very possible the delay would not have worked by the time we came in,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, correct.
I'm amazed we're on the air. Speaking of things I'm amazed by, I have a long history of being injured over Christmas vacation.
Oh,
I don't know if
no.
you guys know this or not.
Yeah. You have a long history of being injured at all times, and yet you claim healthiest man alive.
Well, yeah. I am the healthiest man alive, but I will remind you that when I fainted getting out of bed and cracked those ribs in England one Christmas vacation, that happened. When I fell down the stairs and badly injured my back, you know, bruised and bloodied. That was over Christmas vacation. Obviously, I fell off the stage at Christmas. That was the start of a bad Christmas vacation. There's been a couple more. So how shocking is it that I come back as healthy as I've ever been here in January 2018, and little Chip is walking around on crutches?
What injury?
She's fine.
Yeah.
Look at little Chip.
Lower body, I'm fine.
on crutches.
Day to day.
Just check in with me next week.
What? How did that? Okay. All right, I've been waved off, everybody.
What are we not allowed to
injury.
Say?
Hockey injury.
Hockey injury. I didn't realize. Okay. All right, good.
Oh, is there some intrigue here?
Apparently so. I don't know.
How was your vacation, yeah. Kevin?
Fantastic.
Good?
Thank
All
you.
All right. 2018, off to
I realize that was a touchy area. Well, it's not the duck's fault if you got hurt, Chip,
for
if that's
the
who
love
you're trying
of
to.
God.
It's not the duck's fault.
Oh, no, it's all Chip's fault. There's
me.
No question about that.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, I lost the game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Badly.
Right.
Badly.
Being waved off, I see. All right. Well, we have a big show today. We got a lot of stuff to get to. First, though, there were two subway incidents that happened while we were gone. And I hope you saw both of the videos, Kevin, because both of them are awesome. Did you see the guy in the London Tube station who decided he was going to James Bond it and slide down the escalator? Not walk down the stairs, but slide down the railing, the part that goes alongside the stairs on the escalator.
I did see that one, and I enjoyed it greatly.
And he just hits everything on the way and ends up tumbling at the end, tumbling off onto the other side of the escalator.
Yeah, it looked it looked painful.
Yeah.
What a dumbass, right?
Yeah.
Because it's not just a smooth, straight shot like it would be down a banister, you know, on your stairs in your home.
No.
There's things that protrude up that you then run into with your junk as you're heading down.
Yeah.
That was crazy video. Of that kid.
It's an escalator enema, and nobody needs that.
No. It hurt my penis.
Correct.
Right. That's how bad it was.
Yeah.
All right, so that was video number one. Video number two, also London Tube Station. Did you see the guy who was trying to hop the fare gate and got stuck?
I did not.
Mm-mm.
He got stuck. Well, here, I'll read the article. He paid the price is how the headline begins. A London Tube passenger this week snagged his inner thigh and penis in the fare gate while trying to jump over the barriers to avoid paying.
Now, how much is he avoiding there? Is it like a couple bucks?
Yeah. Tops.
Yeah, it's a couple of bucks, yeah. And I get that sometimes you show up and you got to take a train and you don't have any money. And I understand the impulse to want to do this. Don't. But in this case, this guy gets stuck. And I can't figure out for the life of me. He's wearing clothes. I've seen the video. He's got a coat on. He's got jeans on. How do you get your inner thigh and penis stuck in the fare gate?
It probably just pinched it.
Oh.
You know? It wasn't stuck. It was like just jammed in there.
Mm-hmm.
Should I go on? Like no. It was just like,
no.
Yeah, the junk. A little bit more.
Brother, you didn't.
The jumper remained stuck and screaming for several minutes. By the way, for several minutes, while authorities struggled to dislodge it, because I'm sure you've got a lot of thoughts going through your head, one of which is, I am going to get arrested or fined or something for trying to jump this fare. And secondly is, oh, my holy hell, does this hurt?
Right.
So the same people who are coming to us to arrest you are now there as emergency personnel to try to rescue you, I guess. This video is on Facebook, by the way. The man who was yelling in pain while commuters looked on received some assistance from London Underground workers, British Transit Police, and passersby who appeared to relieve pressure from the affected area.
Oh, what?
No.
I really want to know more about that.
Hold, please. So maybe they lifted him up?
Or, pulled the gate back a little bit so it wasn't, like, the pressure wasn't on his junk?
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. That's what it looks
like. Like you're pulling it away from his.
Yeah.
I think that's what happened because in this video, you can see it looks like a bunch of people are holding him above the turnstile.
Yeah.
Probably relieving the pressure.
Oof.
Others nearby watched and shouted suggestions, which I'm sure were very helpful, by the way, telling authorities to use butter or oil as a lubricant to help the man slide out.
Yeah, you guys should use butter. That's the last thing you ever want to hear.
In the middle of a train station where I don't believe they sell butter anymore.
I don't think so.
Yummy.
And the police have got to be thinking, all right, we got this. We don't need it. After the jumper was freed, he gave the police officer and another man who helped him a hug. In that moment, they were heroes to the guy who got his genitals caught in the subway gate. It doesn't say whether they looked at this as this was punishment enough for him trying to jump the fare.
I mean, honestly, wouldn't you look at it like that?
Just
that dude paid for that.
He paid for it. Just let him go. Just send him back out.
Yeah.
So I guess go ahead and walk through the escalator and go ahead and drop your coins into the turnstile when you need to get into the subway. I guess that's the takeaway here.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Up next, toasting failure.
We talked about this yesterday. We were all surprised to hear that the King of Mexico has a new Clippers song.
Oh.
Wow.
Now, he has done Clippers songs in the past, as he is Clipper fan number two behind Daryl. And some have been great.
Mm.
One has been great.
Okay.
Some have been okay.
All right.
Some have been bad. Yeah. None of us knew he was even working on this.
I thought he retired.
Same.
I feel like it's been 3 or 4 years since he's done a Clippers song.
Same, because every single year it would come around and we would start throwing out all these suggestions of songs that would work perfectly. And he would always go, oh, no, no.
I don't
feel
it.
What's wrong with it? It's perfect. And he wouldn't do it. So he's got a new Clippers song to play for us today. So I can't wait for that. Brand new Bean makes his guest on the program today. Weed is legal. I don't know if you heard that. And we're going to talk to Darren Cavanocchi, a lawyer, about the signs that say drive high, get a DUI.
Mm-hmm.
How they?
Oh, that's real? It's not just a cute rhyme?
How do they
on the freeway?
Test that? How's that going to work, I wonder? So we're going to have to get into some of that. Plus, we'll take some of your calls for that. And we've got a complete vacation recap coming up as well. We'll take a break. We'll come back with what's happening next. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:53.
Hey, did we mention we're giving away tickets to see the Killers at Staples Center?
We did not.
February 1st and 2nd. Allie, you were sick when they played Acoustic Christmas. You didn't even get to see your boys.
I don't even want to talk about how upsetting that still is for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bean doubts everybody's sick. Everyone, no one's sick in Bean's eyes.
Right.
But when you miss the killer, is it acoustic? He's like, mm-hmm. she must be dead.
Yeah. And then when you guys called me on Wednesday to do the the wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I could have my spin, which was thanks, Muggs. He spun $25 for me.
Sure.
Awesome.
Merry
Christmas. Thank you. And he heard my voice. He was like, oh, wait a minute. You're really still sick. I'm like, no, it's strep and pneumonia now.
Wait, he thought that too? I thought it was just Bean.
No, I'm talking about Bean.
Oh, Bean. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Okay. Oh, hi.
You said Muggs spun the wheel, and then I thought you were talking about Muggs.
Yes, that was jumbled.
Gotcha.
Okay. Killers are playing Staples Center. Ali, you have another shot. February 1st and 2nd. We'll have tickets to win this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, Wednesday morning, 5:54. Time to check out what's happening. Here's Ali.
Did the Coachella announcement come out of nowhere?
Yes.
Were you guys expecting that at all?
I mean, they've been talking about it since mid-December.
Right.
And you never know when it's really going to come out. But, I expected it early in the year.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was shocked when all of a sudden my whole timeline on Twitter was Coachella, 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 Coachella. Everybody was printing out the big bands, the lineup that's coming out. Want to just go through a few of these?
Sure.
First weekend, well, both weekends, let's talk about that. The headliner for Friday, The Weeknd. It's a big headliner.
Now, The Weeknd headlined there before.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got great songs.
Right.
But he is not a good performer.
Okay.
Not that he doesn't sound good, but his stage act is...
He just kind of stands, maybe moves 20 feet
maybe.
Type of thing. Maybe.
He might move 5 feet. He just stands there and sings, and I was very surprised to see he was back. I know his music is as popular or more than ever.
Right.
But wow, what a dull stage presence.
Yeah. That is that's Friday.
Okay.
And you can also see St. Vincent, The War on Drugs, The Neighborhood Bleachers, Greta Van Fleet. That's all happening on Friday. Let's move on to Saturday.
Okay.
She had to cancel last year because she was pregnant with twins. Apparently, we don't perform anymore when we're, carrying around two people inside of us. So she rescheduled, and that is Beyonce. So she will... Oh, okay. Children love Beyonce.
They do.
Absolutely. So she'll be performing Saturday with Alt-J, Fleet Foxes, Chromeo, Borns, Benjamin Booker, and Haim. Or... Haim, depending on how you want to say it.
Is it just Haim?
It is to us,
okay.
But their last name is pronounced with two syllables, Haim.
Oh, okay.
So it's confusing.
I was surprised that they were second on the bill.
Yes.
On
in
Saturday.
Big old capital letters.
How about that?
Yeah, Beyonce, Haim, Tyler, the Creator, David Byrne. People, if you're not going and seeing David Byrne, you're insane. Who's with me?
I'm with you.
All right. Let's talk about Sunday. Kevin?
Eminem.
Your son. Eminem is going to be headlining Sunday night. How do you feel about that?
I'm very excited about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I thought you'd be in probably more than anyone.
I like the old school hip hop and rap and all that. I love countless guest possibilities coming out.
Oh, sure.
Coachella's famous for that.
Yeah.
So who knows how many different people he could bring out that have sung on his songs, including Dr. Dre and Snoop and everybody else.
Yes. Also on Sunday, you've got Portugal the Man, A Perfect Circle, Nothing But Thieves, Vance Joy. So there are some K-Rock bands mixed in here, but I am not going to lie. I was shocked by the lineup. Very little rock at this Coachella.
It's been heading that way for a while.
Yeah, it has.
But yeah, it's very, very little.
Very little. Bean, what are your thoughts?
Where the hell is Weird Al?
Well... Not only that, but as a man that loves the desert and going out there and just
right?
hanging out with your friends.
Shrooms.
Look, I honestly think it doesn't matter who plays Coachella.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
That's it?
Yeah, I thought he was going to say Mark, too.
No, I think that stands for itself. But people go for the experience, and there's going to be a bunch of bands that you don't know that you're going to love, and there's going to be some that you do know, and you're going to have a good time.
Right. There's going to be something you can avoid, and that's fine.
Absolutely.
There's always five other bands playing.
I mean, look, they have a track record of a great, consistent, great couple of weekends every year. And I'm sure people who are into Coachella are going to be super into this lineup.
Well, if you are into the lineup, both weekends are on sale this Friday at noon. That's the weekend of April 13th and April the 20th. So, again, both weekends on sale this Friday at noon for Coachella.
Very exciting.
It is very exciting news. Very exciting. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Rose Parade and the ruffled feathers of some people watching. two hosts in particular ruined their whole experience of the Rose Parade. We're going to talk about that coming up.
This makes me so happy.
Yeah, it was Will Ferrell and Molly Shannon. But people weren't quite aware that it was Will Ferrell and Molly Shannon. We're going to talk about some of the responses to their hosting of the Rose Parade coming up in just a little bit. But celebrating a birthday today, Mel Gibson, Giants quarterback Eli Manning, Daft Punk's Thomas Bangalter?
Sure.
One of the ones in the helmet.
One of the helmet guys.
Yeah, and Led Zeppelin's John Paul Jones. And that's what's happening.
So this is our first show of 2018. Thank you so much for joining us. I had a nice vacation, you guys.
Did you get injured?
I didn't get injured. Covered that.
Huh.
Healthy, as always.
There's got to be a crack in that story, though.
Yeah.
Did you fall without getting injured?
I didn't fall. I didn't. Huh. Nothing bad really happened to me physically.
Huh.
Mentally, I'm a wreck, but physically, I was fine. As a matter of fact, Kevin, you are going to be surprised to hear this, that I rode a bike quite a bit over holiday.
That's just not true?
Mm-mm. I did.
That is a 100% lie.
My wife and I got a couple of bikes and started riding around the neighborhood.
Define bike.
Right?
Bicycle, you know?
Electric? Bicycle.
Does it have a motor of any type?
It does not have a motor of any type, no.
You pedal it?
You pedal it, yes.
Huh.
Is it a double bike where she pedals and you can just coast?
No.
I need that. The two of them in New Orleans just came with his legs outstretched.
No, it's just a bicycle. And
okay.
We rode it all around, and it was super, super fun. And I did not fall down, and I enjoyed it very much. And this is
You're telling me you rode a bike and you didn't fall down?
Didn't fall down at all, no. And this is the perfect city to ride a bike in because it is super flat. You know what I mean? There's no hills, so it's a great city to kind of take it up. So I don't know how much bike riding I'll do, but I've enjoyed it so far. So I did some of that.
He's gonna start a fixie game, a gang. Can't wait.
I went to the ballet. I did that over vacation.
What
as well.
Is happening?
Went to see the Nutcracker. The Moscow Ballet was in town. Went to see the Nutcracker.
Wow. This is like cultured Bean, active Bean. What's happening?
Yeah, what have you done with Bean?
I didn't love the ballet, if I can be honest.
Yeah, it bores me to tears.
I'm sure that they are very talented and it is really, really hard to do what they do.
Oh, 100%.
Sure.
They are athletes up there.
It just is an art form that doesn't touch me.
It would have taken a lot to get me to go to that art form.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The music was nice, but it didn't do much for me. Yeah. But I did have one incredible highlight over the holidays, and it's something that I was looking forward to for a long time, and I'm so glad
you
that I
got it. You created your own wine?
No.
What?
I'm just trying to guess the opposite of what Bean would do.
I went to see the Acro Cats. Now, the Acro Cats
What's that?
Is a stage show of 17 cats that do athletic things. They do tricks.
Come on.
Come on, Bean.
They climb and they jump and they ride bikes and they ring bells and they play the cowbell and they do all
they
these.
They don't play the cowbell.
Oh, they do. They absolutely do. It's an unbelievable show. You should go to circuscats.com and check it out. And they tour the country year after year after year. In fact, I just looked it up. They are coming to Southern California, and I think you guys need to think about going to see the Acro Cats. It looks like they're playing in North Hollywood at the El Portal Theater on April 10th. And I am telling you what, it is a great show.
Now, explain to me how they do this.
Well, have you ever seen a dog do tricks?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You ever seen a dog stand on his back legs
but
or
I've seen
jump,
a circus,
jump through
and
a
I know
hoop?
That they have to train those animals in a pretty inhumane way. Are these cats excited about doing these stunts?
Oh, no. It's positive training only. They food trade them. They click and food trade them is what they do. Yeah, and these cats are I can't do justice to tell you how funny this show is. And how great the show is. You wouldn't expect cats to do these things. And this is part of the reason why this lady that runs the Acro Cats does the show is because she's a crazy cat lady. She says at one point
what
in the
surprise.
Show, she says, I'm not going to tell you how many cats I have, but I am single. All right. That tells you what you need to know about her.
Sure.
But I mean, one of her cats is in the Guinness Book of World Records for jumping the furthest, for instance. And she'll put this cat up
she
on a pedestal.
Be very proud.
Right.
She'll put this cat up on a pedestal and then command it to jump to another pedestal on the other side of the stage. It's like 15 feet from without a running start. It just
that
leaks.
Cat is scared for its life, Bean. I got news for you.
The cat doesn't
it's not just a clicker.
The cat doesn't have to do it if it doesn't want to, though.
What's the reaction in there? Are people like clapping like when they see these tricks? Like what's
yes.
really?
Yes. It's
wow.
It's unbelievable.
What else did they do? What other kind of circus stuff did they do?
Well, like I said, they jumped through.
Did she put her head in the mouth of one of them?
No. They're just house cats. That's all they she does also have a chicken that does some tricks,
oh,
too.
Oh, come
chicken,
on, yes. Bean.
The chickens do the best tricks.
And a groundhog. There's a groundhog in the show, too, that actually comes out and starts the
this
show.
This sounds
what's happening.
First of all, nightmarish. And second of all, maybe bad enough to be fun.
Or if a fever
been,
dream.
If you've been drinking.
Did this happen?
It really did. She played 20 nights in New Orleans. That's how popular this show was. They kept extending the run of the Acrocats 20 nights in a row.
Did you ride your bike to the show?
I did not. I did not. It was a little far for that. But I'm telling you, go to circuscats.com and check it out. I think that's going to be your tip for 2018.
That's not my tip. I'll give you that right now.
My question, because my friend went to like a cat circus. It was cat theater in Moscow. Is this the same one? Is she Russian?
No. This is an American lady. From Illinois.
Okay.
You mean there's
all
more
right.
than one crazy
that's
cat
that's what
lady?
I'm saying. Yeah. Is this like a thing that we're just not aware of?
Cat circuses?
Yeah.
Allie, how do you feel about cats?
I am not about
not
them.
Not a fan?
No.
Yeah. About them. Okay.
No.
Cats are the worst.
I think cats are great for people that like them.
Mm-hmm.
Cats sense that I'm freaked out by them,
mm-hmm.
and they just want to snuggle with me. They just want to be my friend because they sense the immediate fear I have with them.
Wow. Okay.
This cat, though, would jump right over you.
That's what I'm saying.
Miss you entirely
and
jump 15 feet, and everybody would go,
right? Yeah.
I'm telling you, I know you guys wouldn't go to this show.
In a million years.
But if you did, you would walk out and you would be, I was wrong about cats because they are very trainable and they are super fun and super funny. And I think you would have a good time.
So it's a teachable moment.
It is a teachable moment. Thank you, Allie.
You're welcome.
I feel like I am missing the boat because everybody seems to have these smart devices in their homes.
Mm-hmm.
The Amazon Alexa, the Google Home. People seem to be in love with them and using them for all sorts of things. And I've certainly thought about getting one, but I can't. Nothing has happened that has made me think, oh, I can't live without that yet.
Yeah.
Do you guys use them at all?
It's always listening. So
you think it's always listening?
Oh, it is 100%.
So what you're saying, yeah?
Yes. So someone's monitoring that is all I'm saying. Conspiracy Alley thinks there's people that are like, hey, check out this chick.
I got one for my wife, but I didn't hook it up because it doesn't help me at all because no voice recognition can ever recognize my voice.
That is actually true. Kevin cannot use Siri. He can't use GPS. None of it.
It's unbelievable.
Allie, how do you feel that there is manpower for Google or Amazon or any of these companies to be monitoring millions of people's homes at all times?
You kidding me?
Right.
Deep state. Who's with me out there?
Oh, I forgot
no,
about
the deep
state. Please
don't email me if you believe there's a deep state. Please don't. Yeah, there's something, though, because I'm sitting at my friend's house, and every time he'd be like, Alexa, add to my shopping list. Alexa. It's so on it. It's so aware that what's it doing when you're not saying Alexa? It's waiting for you to say Alexa.
Okay, and
right?
How does that hurt you?
It hurts me because they're listening to what we're saying in between when we need something.
And what is Alexa going to do with that information?
That's a great question, Bean.
Oh,
thank you.
Well, Google Home is in the news right now.
The truth is out.
Because
there.
Of an adorable video that has hundreds of thousands of views of an 85-year-old Italian grandmother who, I guess, received a Google Home for Christmas or is using the family's Google Home.
She's trying to use it, yes.
She's very confused by the technology and very confused even by the language you're supposed to use to talk to it. And she's getting a lot of help from her family members. And I think you'll enjoy hearing some of this.
Raining today. Water.
Yeah.
All right, so she sounds like that. And the rest of her family sound like we do. Very, very, very American.
Oh, yeah. She's,
no accent
she's
whatsoever.
Obviously from Italy.
And she has no idea what Google even is. So mm-hmm. when she tries to say that, you'll hear her butcher that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Answer. It said yeah.
You say yeah.
Yeah, it's her.
Oh, my God. It's a woman?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a woman? She's freaked out by this thing because it said yeah.
Well, I mean, if you're 85 and all of a sudden something is talking in your house and you don't have any experience with computers,
yeah.
I would imagine it would be a little bit disorienting.
Yeah.
You're used to your whole life seeing a voice come out of a person.
I'm glad to meet
what
you.
What is this thing?
Hello, Goo Goo.
Okay, now, she does call it Goo Goo.
I love
and
her.
It's possible that doesn't help.
And make it work at all, really.
Right, it doesn't work ever when she calls it Goo Goo. And you also, I believe, have to use certain words, and you'll hear that coming up. That maybe her daughter-in-law, whoever, will tell her.
Hey, you're okay.
There's something from
Google.
The
office.
Okay, so you have to say, hey, Google, or okay, Google. Mm-hmm. And then that sort of turns it on, and if you're not a conspiracy alley. And then it does whatever you ask it to do. So they're trying to get her to start her sentences with that.
You have to say, hey, Google, or okay.
Hey, Google. Okay, Google.
What's the weather?
Yeah.
What's the weather, ask?
What the weather? You want to know what is the weather?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Here's what I love about that is she doesn't want to get the blame for that question. She wants to make sure that
he wants to know it.
Google Home knows that guy over there is asking about the weather, and then the strangest thing in the world happens to her.
In Flagler Beach tomorrow, there will be showers with a high of 65 and a low of 56.
And she freaks.
Watch it, man.
I'm scared. I'm scared. It's a mystery. Oh my gosh. Yo.
Ask Google to play an Italian song.
Cuckoo!
I don't know why she goes with cuckoo now instead of goo-goo even.
Hi, cuckoo!
You have to say hey or okay.
Hey, okay.
Google.
Tomorrow in London, it'll be sunny with a high of 41 and a low of
30. London. From over there.
The temperature in London.
Mom, no. I asked her to play your favorite song.
Play your favorite song.
Cuckoo! Cuckoo!
Yeah, you're cuckoo, all right.
Cuckoo, play a song for me. Piemontesina bella.
You have to say...
Addio dei giorni passati.
I don't think she understands that the Google thing is supposed to sing the song, not her.
Yeah.
Addio.
So, okay, you don't have to tap it first.
She's also hitting it. Cuckoo! Cuckoo! She's hitting it.
She doesn't understand how the robot overlords work.
I love it.
But to wake it up, you have to either say, hey, Google, or okay.
Hey, Google. Okay, Google.
Play an Italian song.
And then an Italian song.
So it has to light up after you say that, otherwise it didn't hear you correctly.
Yes.
You know, è un salame, perché mia capisci cosa dice. I got it.
You're stupid, because I can understand everything I'm saying to you.
Hello, cuckoo.
Hey or okay?
Okay.
Google.
Do it.
She's had it.
She's not going to get it. Hey, David King of Mexico.
Merry New Year.
And to you as well, my friend.
The mic sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dave was rolling pretty deep in Colorado over the holidays. You spent New Year's Eve in Colorado, right?
I did, in Denver.
Mountain Dave.
I know, dude. It was so awesome. I did these steam pools.
What?
With natural springs
What's
that are just
to
hot.
You?
And then I went into this cave, and it was like a hot, like just natural heat, and just did a little sweat bath. It was awesome, dude. It was so relaxing. Now
Were
I'm back.
Were there Instagram models as well?
Now I'm back. No models this time. His friends.
Well, Dave, I'm glad you're in here because I know you're a massive sports fan. And before we get into the Clipper talk, I wanted to ask, I understand why you became a Falcons fan, an Atlanta Falcons fan.
Yes.
But now that Los Angeles has teams.
Yes.
Why are you hanging on to the Falcons?
Because I'm a loyal guy.
But this weekend, for instance, you're going to be rooting actively against the Los Angeles Rams as they take on the Falcons, who are 3,000 miles from here.
I know, but you know what?
And for people who don't know why you chose Atlanta, tell them.
It was because of a player named Andre Rison. He got drafted by Atlanta, and I watched him play college ball, and I said, all right, the Rams and the Raiders aren't here, so whoever drafts this guy, I'm going to follow
him. So he's still there?
No. You know,
retired. Huh.
Yeah, kind of. His house got burned down by Left Eye Lopez, Lisa Left Eye Lopez. And,
that's exactly
you
what
know.
Happened.
that's the dude
that's
that she
dude.
Put everything in his bathtub and set it on fire?
Yeah, and then it burned down his mansion. And But, you know, it's tough.
Yeah.
But I'll be rooting for my boys this weekend.
You're going to be rooting against the Los Angeles Rams.
Yes.
You're a terrible human being.
But if the Rams happen to win, I'll be rooting for the Rams after.
Okay.
I see how that works.
Yeah.
How did your beloved Los Angeles... Yeah, exactly.
Well, after Atlanta's out,
no, it makes sense.
You root for the people who take you out.
Right. How did your beloved Los Angeles Clippers do over the break?
Wow, man. Let me just tell you about this season. It started out like like with the excitement because of the trade. We got all these new players. And then the season just went to crap. Everybody got hurt within the the second game. Milos Teodosic, who's our rookie point guard, got hurt, missed a lot of games. Then Blake Griffin got hurt. Patrick Beverley, who replaced Chris Paul, is out for the year. You know, Danilo Gallinari, who was this big free agent acquisition, he got hurt and is still not playing right now. So the teams didn't do very well.
Okay.
And now they're on their way up. They just won four in a row. They won last night.
Mm-hmm. Wow, okay.
And they're two games away from 500 and one game out of the eighth seed. And I think they're going to end up...
I mean, they are doing better than the Lakers.
Yes, but I think that with all these young guys playing and some guys from the G League that are just blowing our minds right now, they are going to end up in the sixth seed. That's my prediction.
Wow.
Yeah. Dave, where do you get this bottomless pit of optimism from? Because that team is the Browns of the NBA.
Who, the Lakers?
No, the Clippers.
They are not the Browns of the NBA. They're actually winning games, and they've been to the playoffs the past six years. So, I mean, I wouldn't call them the Browns of the NBA. Sure, they haven't won a championship, which the Browns...
They're the Dolphins of the NFL.
No, because they're in the NBA. Oh. But, you know... But the team is looking good, man. There's a lot of players who are hustling out there. Blake Griffin is back. He's healthy. Right. DeAndre Jordan's playing great.
Now, you used to do Clipper songs for a long time. You did many of them. The first one that you did was a parody of Sexy Back.
The Clipper Nation's back.
Yeah.
The Laker fans don't know how to act.
Yeah. It's been mouthing off like that for 15 years. And you can see all the championships they have, so you can see why he's...
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah. Then he did a Kanye parody.
Welcome to the Clipper Live. This ain't the same team, but I hold on to my dream. A championship rings. The Clipper Live. This team is blue collar. Don't make them big dollars. Still make the fans holler.
I didn't hate it.
That was a good one.
I do like that you enunciated holler instead of holla.
Well, because it rhymed with dollar. Yeah, awesome. Even though I could have used dollar, you know. But hey, like, that was the old me. This is the new me.
And then T.I.
Yeah, Ben brings the O. Cammy brings the D. Can't go wrong with fans like me. That's right.
That's right.
Clipper's gonna be all right.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, that was not so good.
I hate to say that these aren't that bad.
These are 3 for 3.
They're not that bad.
That was bad. It was the worst.
Hey,
stop yelling into the microphone.
Sorry,
for some reason, it's distorting.
Yeah, sorry.
So then he did Run This Town, Jay-Z and Kanye.
The Clippers will run this town. C-L-I-P-P-E-R-S. This is Clipper Nation. Pledge your allegiance. Put your jersey on. Put on anything.
So you got that going for you.
That one's good.
That was a little underwritten.
Yeah. And then he did N-Word in Paris.
Clippers ball so hard, you know where to find me. Laker fans keep trying me. I got the Clipper Nation standing right behind me, so you can't deny me. Ball so hard, I couldn't believe. When the news came down, we got CP3. And just like that, at the drop of a hat, the team turned into Lob City.
Boom. Yeah.
That's a pretty good game.
But then, we can skip this one. But by the way, before you play this clip, this was at the end of the year when they were eliminated from the
you
playoffs.
You were beaten down.
True heartbreak.
Yeah. How do I say goodbye?
All right. So that's really all we can stand of that song, unfortunately. All right. So what do you got for us this year, Dave?
Well, you know, a lot of people right now love this mumble rap.
Okay.
Thought I would use a little of that to inspire me, and I thought it'd be a little easier to do it. So this is my take on Lil Pump's Gucci Gang. It's Clipper Gang. Yeah.
Clipper Gang.
Ooh. That's it right there.
Lil Pump.
Yeah.
Clipper Gang.
Ooh.
Oh. Peer mug on the beat. Clipper gang, Clipper gang, Clipper gang, Clipper gang, Clipper gang, Clipper gang. Staples Center where they play. Clipper spirit lead the way. 114 cheer all day. King of Mexico. Clipper gang, Clipper gang, Clipper gang, Clipper gang, Clipper gang, Clipper gang, Clipper gang. Clipper gang, Clipper gang, Clipper gang, Clipper gang, Clipper gang, Clipper gang, Clipper gang. Blake Griffin is coming back. Clippers gonna be stacked. Lou will hold it down. Clippers making that second round. Milo's making those passes. Slamming on the rasses.
Yeah.
Rivers putting out his mind. Gallinari about to shine.
Right.
Harry. Clipper Gang, Clipper Gang. Clipper Gang, Clipper Gang, Clipper Gang, Clipper Gang, Clipper Gang, Clipper Gang, Clipper Gang. Yo, it's been a crazy season, but LA Clippers gonna be alright. It takes everything. Lil Calm, Clipper Gang, I'm out.
That's not annoying at all.
Clipper Gang.
Yeah.
Saves on lyrics.
Saved a ton.
Yeah. Dude, come on.
Come on.
That was good.
Man's not hot.
That was good. Darren Kavanosky is going to be joining us in studio in the 8 o'clock hour this morning as we're going to be talking about the repercussions of legal weed in the state of California. By the way, Allie, I have a question for you. Maybe you know this. If you're in jail right now because you were arrested for having marijuana on you, what happens? You still have the penalty of that because it was illegal when you got it, even if it's now legal for everybody in the state?
I mean, if I murdered someone on Tuesday, then it became legal on Friday. Wouldn't I still be liable for that murder on Tuesday?
I think it's unlikely murder will be legal.
Okay, bad example. Okay.
I don't know. I'm just thinking about all those people who are behind bars right now because they had pot and they get out and they could legally drive down the street and buy it.
I'm thinking about all those people behind bars with weed. That's why they are in jail. And it is the most insane thing. And the fact that it's still happening is beyond measure. It's an embarrassment.
I think they can now, like, lobby to get their case reviewed now that the law has changed, I think.
I hope so. All right. Well, we'll talk about that and more with our guests coming up in the 8 o'clock hour here on K-Rock. It is 6:53. Time for What's Happening. Here's Allie.
You guys watch the Rose Parade?
No.
Never.
No.
Here's something shocking. Omar, huge fan of the Rose Parade, said that it's something he really looks forward to, which shocked me because he's, you know, he talks about poo all the time.
He does.
He's not really, I wouldn't think he'd sit there and watch bands going by, floats going by.
If we were to rank every person that works here at the station, he would be at the very bottom of people that you would think would enjoy the Rose Parade.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people watch the Rose Parade maybe for the first time this year on Amazon Prime because of their two hosts. That would be local TV anchors Cord Hosenbeck and Tish Cadigan, also known as Will Ferrell and Molly Shannon. So they are doing kind of this parody of parade coverage. Apparently not a lot of people in on it.
Oh, I love
not
that so
much. Not
a
lot of people getting it.
So people got mad because they thought it was real?
Yes.
And it was Will Ferrell?
Yeah, and they were saying things like, how are we going to get out of here with all this traffic? Like things that they wouldn't normally say in parade coverage, or George Clooney in the Budweiser Clydesdales. Now that's a movie I want to see. Things like that you don't really get with your KTLA coverage. But here are just some of the reviews. The hosts were awful, not giving any facts about the floats or commentating on what they were seeing. Instead, they were harassing Tim Meadows about his time on Saturday Night Live, something he told them clearly on two separate occasions he didn't want to discuss. So these people are sticking up for Tim Meadows.
Awesome.
Amazing. Here's another one. Horrible. I wanted to hear one of the local bands, but the unfunny hosts were babbling some nonsense about omega-3s and salmon. What? It wasn't funny. It was idiots babbling to hear themselves talk. People, sweet spirits, why were you watching Amazon Prime streaming?
That is odd.
Like you,
that is an odd choice.
Yes.
If you're going to watch the Rose Parade, isn't it on all day on the network?
Yeah.
All day? It repeats?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It was...
That's pretty strong. That makes me want to go back and hear it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. They did have a lot of dance breaks where they just get up and dance. And a lot of fun was had with Cord Hosenbeck and Tish Cadigan. Oh, that's so good.
I like
good.
Nonsense when people don't realize it's nonsense.
It makes it so much funnier
to me.
They
get so angry.
Absolutely. Well, yesterday, big announcement made over at NBC. If you've been following along with Matt Lauer being fired about it. What, over a month ago now?
Has it been?
Yeah. So he was fired because he had done some inappropriate stuff, apparently, and now multiple women have come out with allegations as well. So Hoda Kotb had been filling in with Savannah Guthrie, and the ratings have gone up, 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 up.
Is that right?
Which is phenomenal, because who was watching for Matt Lauer for all those years?
I don't know. I assumed
you assume
were.
When it's $25 million you're getting paid, that's why they're watching Matt Lauer. Apparently not. So NBC decided yesterday to make the announcement of who would be the full-time anchor along with Savannah Guthrie.
Welcome to today. It's 2018 and we are kicking off the year right because Hoda is officially the co-anchor of today. Let's give her a round of applause. This has to be the most popular decision NBC News has ever made, and I am so thrilled.
I'm pinching myself. I think that we should send some medics to Alexandria, Virginia, where my mom has likely fainted after hearing the open of that show.
By the way...
Right? And in case you're wondering, Bean, is she still going to do the fourth hour with Kathy Lee Gifford, drinking wine, talking? Yes.
Really?
Yes. She is going to work maybe a 5-6 hour day.
That's a long time on TV.
Yeah.
I can't take that for a minute. I can't.
Hoda and Kathy Lee?
I can't, yes.
I am sort of with you, but then when you just give it up and let it go, they are amusing.
I haven't been able to do that yet.
No?
No.
No?
No, thanks.
All right. So no fourth hour for Kevin, but maybe the first few hours.
Well, I'm busy a lot of that time.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, but you tape it.
I don't.
Okay.
No.
All right. And you may be wondering, hey, did Matt Lauer reach out? Well, he sure did. He sent her a text. And Hoda said, he texted me and he said, congratulations, some really nice words. And it meant the world when I saw that text pop up. Because it wasn't a D-pic. Okay, I added that part at the end. But he did text her, which I guess that's nice. Wow, speaking of falling a lot over your vacations, did you hear about Carrie Underwood?
Yes.
This is insane to me. I had no idea that this had happened, but apparently in November, she had fallen and she had broken her wrist. But now it appears something much worse happened in that fall because she wrote out a letter to her fan club. It was a blog post to her fans saying that she sustained facial injuries that required 40 to 50 stitches, and she's not quite looking the same. So she was letting her fans know, when she is on camera again, I may not look exactly the same as you remember me, and I just, this is like a preemptive strike warning you.
40 to 50 stitches?
On her face.
Wow.
That's the moneymaker.
Right.
Well, her legs, too. I think those are insured.
Pretty good voice.
Yeah.
As well.
Well, I don't think she got stitches in her voice.
Right. But I'm saying that's the money, that's the real moneymaker. Okay. That's what I'm saying.
But 40 to 50 stitches.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I'm going to just say this. Carrie Underwood, 40 to 50 stitches. If I could still look like Carrie Underwood
with 40
500 stitches on my face, I'm taking it. I'm going to go with it. Who's with me?
I think I'm agreeing with you.
Very good
I'm
stuff.
I'm down with that.
You ever hurt your face like that, Bean?
Never had stitches in my face, no.
Hmm. Well. The year is young.
So I have no excuse for looking like this.
There's time.
All right, let's get to some birthdays. Giants quarterback Eli Manning is celebrating his today. Daft Punk's guy, Thomas. Led Zeppelin's John Paul Jones. And our own King of Mexico.
No.
Happy Born Day, Dave. He brings us such gifts like his Clipper song from the last little bit.
Sure.
And doesn't even mention it is his birthday.
He doesn't like it celebrated, so make a big deal out of it,
okay,
everybody.
Okay, yeah, everybody tweet him.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that's your What's Happening.
Coachella 2018. Announcement has been made. Headliners include The Weeknd, Beyoncé, and Eminem. You can get the complete lineup at krock.com. It's the Kevin and Bean Show here on a Wednesday morning, 7:06.
Just came back from vacation and had a bit of a scare. I'm not known for making good decisions.
Uh-oh.
In general.
Right.
Perhaps I don't make the best decisions.
Mm-hmm.
So I was a little bit sick before I was going to go to Phoenix to spend some of the holidays with my family. And by a little bit sick, I mean 102.9 fever.
Oh, no.
So I went to an urgent care, and they took my temperature, and they said, you have the flu. We're sure of it, but we'll check anyway. And then they checked, and I didn't.
Oh.
So then they sent me to get an x-ray for my lungs to see if I had pneumonia.
Mm.
And then... it was over the holidays, and I didn't hear anything, so I decided I was fine, and I went to Phoenix.
Okay.
So I fly to Phoenix to visit my family, and the doctor calls 2 days later. I'd given up. Like, I was already, I'm fine by now.
Yeah.
I felt okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I just figured I was still recovering. I was fine. So the doctor calls me and says, hey,
you have pneumonia and you need to get on some antibiotics because this is going to be a real problem.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I'm in Phoenix. And he goes, well, just give me a pharmacy and I'll call in, you know, some type of antibiotic. So I said, okay, fine. And I found one and he called in and I went and got it. So, by the way, this is all before this part of the story that's funny.
Okay, you're just setting up. Yes. Okay, these are facts.
Right. So now I'm playing Mexican dominoes with my family.
Okay.
Which is fun. And
what are those?
It's just a domino game where you start trains and then you have to put match the same number on the number that's up there. It's just one of those types of games.
Right.
And I'm very competitive. And I'm not doing well, and that is upsetting me because I'm very competitive. So I had taken the first dose of that medication about 2 hours earlier, and I felt the heartburn and then the flush, and then my throat was closing.
Oh, no.
So now I've realized I'm allergic to that medication that I just took.
Oh, no.
This isn't good. But I've got a little time because it's happened before. So I let the game that we were on play out because I wanted...
Because you were winning.
I was close to winning.
Okay.
I didn't win. I was close to winning. Mm-hmm. But I figured this is going to be a sucky night anyway because I'm going to have to go get this taken care of. So I want to at least finish and win this game. Then I got destroyed. And I said calmly, I think I'm having an allergic reaction to the medication.
Yeah.
So they send me to an urgent care. And I go to the urgent care and they say, have you had this before? And I said, I've had this before once.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, what we're going to do is we're going to give you two shots, one shot of Benadryl, one shot of steroid, and then a breathing treatment. And if that doesn't stop it, then we're going to have to use epinephrine.
Ooh.
So I said, all right, fine, good, whatever. Just give me whatever shots I need to get and let's move on with this because I have Mexican dominoes to get back to. So they give me the shot and I realize that my throat is still closing.
Okay.
It's getting hard to breathe now.
You're in like anaphylactic shock.
Sort of, yes.
Okay.
So then they go, all right, the only thing left is epinephrine and then we have to send you to the ER. This is the
EpiPen.
Yes.
Yes.
And that's a mother effer, that shot.
Yeah.
Who knew that hurt
well,
so badly?
Well, it's not pleasant.
Oh, my God. That needle was the size of my wiener, and they do it right in your thigh.
Not going to look that up. Okay.
They do it right in your thigh, and I yelled, ah, because it hurt so bad.
Then
I go to the emergency room, and now I'm in the emergency room for 3-4 hours, and they're doing x-rays, and they're doing all the tests to see if I still have pneumonia, blah, blah, blah. So it's been a long, 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 long night.
Yeah.
And it's about 3 a.m. And I finally just pull out some headphones and I just go, I'm just going to listen to some music and just relax and try to sleep through this. Because seeing a doctor in the emergency room is like seeing a unicorn out in the wild. It's crazy. I don't know where they go, but they disappeared. There are no doctors in the ER. They'll show up 1 second and you could walk the halls of the ER for the next
Not
hour.
Not see another.
No doctor.
Yeah.
So I'm sleeping, apparently. I didn't realize this. And I'm listening to Nine Inch Nails. This is the song that's playing in my headphones. Okay. And then the doctor comes in and she starts talking to me. And I've got the music up pretty loud. So this is what it sounds like. And I was like, this is the doctor trying to talk to me. I have a new phone. I need to try and turn it down. And unfortunately, it went up like this. So now she's yelling, you're in the ER.
No.
They're in the ER. So now I try to get my new phone. I try to shut it off. If I just turn it off,
right,
it'll stop the music.
Sure.
And everything will be fine. And it sets off an alarm.
You're...
So
what?
Now the doctor is yelling at me. You're in the ER. Stop. 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 And finally I got the music to stop. And she said, you're calling 911.
What?
And I said, what are you talking about? On the new iPhone X, which I have no idea how to work, the same screen that you turn it off is an SOS call 911 button. So I was trying to turn off the music, and somehow I was dialing 911 from the emergency room, and the siren was coming from my phone.
Nope.
So she was yelling at me to stop calling 911, and I sort of got a little annoyed because I'd had a long night.
Right.
I was like, stop yelling at me. I know I'm in the emergency room having no idea I'm calling 911. I don't know the siren's coming from my phone. Probably everybody in the emergency room is trying to figure out what that siren is.
Right.
It's not a normal siren for them.
This is insane.
Yes. And it took me probably 2.5 minutes to, and then she would say, okay, listen, we're going to take some more x-rays. And I go, okay. And then I would pick up the phone and go, nope, I didn't mean to call 911. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
And then she would say, and then we'll get you on some other medication. Uh-huh. Just stay here for a couple of hours. No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to call 911. It was an accident. And that went on for about a half hour. So that was
nice and relaxing.
That was one night
of
great decision-making by me.
Kevin, God damn it.
That's how I look at it. Great decision-making.
I didn't think there was anyone worse than this YouTube kid, Jake Paul. Remember him? He was the one who turned his neighborhood into a war zone. Thought it was so funny how terrible he was making the neighborhood for the people who lived around him.
Oh, yeah. All the stands were showing up and partying and stuff.
Yeah,
everybody was complaining.
Yeah. And I thought, he's the worst person in the world. Well, it turns out he's not even the worst person in his own family. His brother, Logan Paul. Have you guys seen what's going on with him?
Unreal.
I haven't really been following it. He put up a video that offended everyone?
Well, it went beyond offending everyone. I mean, he crossed so many lines. He is a YouTuber who has over 15 million followers, by the way, and is making over $12 million a year from his YouTube channel.
Wow.
He is 22 years old, and he decided to do a video about the Japanese suicide forest. Have you heard about this? You guys know about this place?
We talked about this last year. It's a sort of a, for lack of a better word, a popular place for people to go take their own lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
It's very dark, and there's nothing humorous about it.
Right.
But he decided to take his camera crew into it, and whether it's – what's your take, Allie? Apparently this body was real that was hanging from a tree?
It was a real person that had basically just committed suicide.
He was standing in front of?
Oh, yeah, filming.
Yes. Yeah, filming it. Mm-hmm. Right.
Huh.
He starts the video by saying, and the video has been taken down, but, you know, people did get screen grabs of various parts of it. This is not clickbait. This is the most real vlog I've ever posted on this channel. He says, I'm not monetizing this video for obvious reasons. I will say before you watch this, this is graphic. I think this definitely marks a moment in YouTube history. That's not exactly how I would describe this, by the way.
No.
Now, with that said, buckle the F up because you're never going to see a video like this again. So when he said that at the beginning of the video, is your understanding that he already knew that he was taking the camera in to find a dead body? Or did he come across the dead body as he was just walking through the forest and talking about the forest being a popular place to kill yourself?
I mean, we're just guessing, but
we don't know.
I assume from that type of intro, he knew there was someone there.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's just him walking through a forest. Yeah.
I think.
So that even makes it worse to me. By the way, there's nothing. There's no redeeming quality in any of this. But it even makes it worse to me if he knew there was a body in there and then intentionally put it on his feed.
Let's just say this: the thumbnail had the dead body in the thumbnail.
Oh, my
God. So he made great strides to make sure this was all out there. This isn't a mistake. This isn't, oh, I didn't know that was in the thumbnail. You actively have to make that the thumbnail.
The thumbnail is the picture that you see in the YouTube video.
Yes.
When it's not playing.
Right.
So he made that particular frame the actual thumbnail.
This kid is dumb.
So he says, I'm so sorry about this. This was supposed to be a fun vlog addressing his fans. He declared that suicide is not a joke and that he had not intended to encounter any dead bodies, just ghosts. But then he starts joking about it with his crew. I don't feel very good, someone says behind the camera. What, you never stand next to a dead guy, says Paul, cracking up. The camera shows the dead man several more times. They stick around as the authorities show up. And then he adds, me smiling and laughing is not a portrayal of how I feel about the circumstances. But it does sound like it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So this whole thing is so weird. How did he expect it to be fun or funny? What was the word that you used at the very beginning of that? It's supposed to be funny or fun.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know.
I don't understand how that could be any of that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Shocking,
if you...
Yes.
He had two different apologies. The first was a written apology, which I read it and I was like, this guy doesn't get it at all.
Uh-oh.
Here's my favorite part of it. I didn't do it for views. I get views. I did it because I thought I could make a positive ripple on the internet, not cause a monsoon of negativity. That was never the intention. I intended to raise awareness for suicide and suicide prevention. No, you didn't.
I completely doubt that.
All. And then people saw this apology and lost their minds again. So then I believe he had to do another apology.
I've made a severe and continuous lapse in my judgment, and I don't expect to be forgiven. I'm simply here to apologize. So what we came across that day in the woods was obviously unplanned. And the reactions you saw on tape were raw. They were unfiltered. None of us knew how to react or how to feel. I should have never posted the video. I should have put the cameras down.
Okay, now maybe you don't... If that's happening, mm-hmm. and you notice that there's a body there,
yeah.
You stop filming and you don't ever post it. You don't ever post it. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just step one.
Right.
And stopped recording what we were going through. There's a lot of things I should have done differently, but I didn't. And for that, from the bottom of my heart, I am sorry. I want to apologize to the internet.
That's the first time I've ever heard the words, I want to apologize to the internet.
Yeah.
That's Please don't take away my channel and my $12.5 million a year.
I want to apologize to anyone who's seen the video. I want to apologize to anyone who has been affected or touched by mental illness or depression or suicide. But most importantly, I want to apologize to the victim and his family. For my fans who are defending my actions, please don't. They do not deserve to be defended. The goal with my content is always to entertain, to push the boundaries, to be all-inclusive. In the world I live in, I share almost everything I do. The intent is never to be heartless, cruel, or malicious. Like I said, I've made a huge mistake. I don't expect to be forgiven. I'm just here to apologize. I'm ashamed of myself. I'm disappointed in myself. And I promise to be better. I will be better. Thank you.
I mean, he's saying the right words that time around anyway.
Here's my question. What's up, YouTube? It was up almost 24 hours, 6 million views, flagged repeatedly as inappropriate. He took it down. YouTube didn't take it down? No.
Wow.
No, and people were then reposting it on their own channels because they had saved it as a video. Mm-hmm. And YouTube, what is wrong with you?
Yeah, that's a really weird bit because you can't post any nudity, basically, right?
You can't cuss. You can't do anything. And you get flagged. I think it's strikes. If you get 3 strikes within a 3-month period, your channel's gone. And people that were reposting it said...
Do you think
he
got more than 3 strikes?
I don't know. Here's my thing. I'm an older woman now. Right. I don't have children. I can't imagine having a 8, 9, 10, 11-year-old that looks forward to this D-bag's videos, mm-hmm. clicking on that, thinking nothing's wrong, in their bedroom, you have no idea, and they're seeing a hanging man. That is terrifying. That is so upsetting. The fact that he would do that to children that look up to his douchebaggery is beyond reproach. It's
Agreed.
Disgusting.
Agreed.
Screw you, YouTube.
Well, we've been catching up with everybody on the morning show with our first day back here of 2018. And Beer Mug joins us in studio now. How are you, Mugs?
Happy New Year, everybody. How are you guys doing?
We are good. Happy New Year to you as well. I understand that for Dave's birthday today, we got a lot of great food in the other room. What kind of stuff's in there?
Oh, we have mini tacos, mini beef and chicken tacos. The 7-Eleven pizza is on point today.
So good.
It is just, I mean, and not the best thing about it is they have the big circle pepperonis mm-hmm. and then the little square pepperonis. So there's not 1 inch of pizza missing a pepperoni on that slice.
That's the best part about
it? That is the best part about
okay,
it.
Okay, all right. Good. And I hear that you try to eat healthy. That's
try,
what I
keyword
did for
is
you.
Try.
Try.
A try.
Right. But you're having gummy bears. You're having it all this morning.
I'm doing it.
Okay. Like it's a 7-Eleven birthday celebration.
Yeah.
Sure, why not? I'm glad you're here, Bugs, because it's time for the first time in 2018 to play Bean Makes Us Guess.
Bean makes us guess, yeah.
Ooh, ooh. Brr.
Bean makes us guess, yeah.
Who gets penis slapped?
Bean is a dick.
Pretty dope, man.
Just wanna tell ya.
I am the dumbest human that ever lived.
Now it's time for Bean Makes Us Guess.
Yes.
Again, I'm not sure that any of those sound bites really contribute to the open here. I don't know that they're appropriate.
All true.
I am very excited about this Bean Makes Us Guess because this is going to be the second January in a row that we have done this because it's one of my favorite lists that comes out every year about this time. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission has issued their annual database of emergency room visits. And once again this year on the Kevin and Bean Show, I will be asking you to guess, what did Americans get stuck in their butts in 2017?
Yeah!
Woo!
Emergency room visits to find what in your butt? So I got a list here of, I think it's 28 or 29 things on the list. Let's see how many of them you can come up with. They're not ranked, of course, because these are all just emergency room visits that happened last year within the United States. Kevin, you get to go first as the ceremonial head of the table.
Waffle iron.
that might just be you, Kevin. Okay.
No, I'm sorry. There are no waffle irons stuck up anyone's rectums.
Beer mug, you're up next.
It's a certain sex toy. Let's go ahead and just say A-beads.
Anal beads. No. Now, I guess that would be...
Maybe you don't go to the emergency room.
But, I mean, if they get stuck, though, if they get swallowed up in there, I think that was a pretty good guess. But, no, they're not
swallowed
on the list.
Up in there.
Not on the list. I mean, I know how they work. All right, Allie, you're up next.
I'm going to say a bottle.
Yes, bottle is on the list. In fact, I would have accepted, I'll accept bottle, but there's a mouthwash bottle, there's a shampoo bottle, there's a spray bottle, there's a water bottle.
Wow.
So four different bottles.
Okay.
So well done.
Now, is that four out of the ten, or just that's all tied for one of the ten?
That's just bottle.
Okay.
Just,
right.
That's under the umbrella of bottle. All right, so Allie has a point. Kevin, you're up next.
G.I. Joe.
I'm not sure you're taking this seriously.
How dare you?
Are no dolls on the list?
There are no dolls on the list.
Okay.
No dolls on the list. All right, Beer Mug, you're up.
Let's go to the produce section and go with cucumber.
All right.
Another great guess. I'm going to tell you that in 2017, there are no emergency room visits with even food.
What?
With even food, yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Allie McKay, you're up.
I'm going to go not food, but maybe something you use in the kitchen. A rolling pin. Okay.
A rolling pin. Sounds fun, but no.
Sounds fun.
Sorry, okay. No. If you're just joining us, database of emergency room visits in 2017, U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. What did Americans get stuck up their butts last year? Kevin, you're up.
PlayStation 4 Call of Duty. It's got duty in it. Come on.
Yes, Beer Mug.
Let's go any sort of let's baseball.
A baseball.
Sports fans out there.
No.
Sports fan. Come on over. Shove that basketball right up there. What's wrong with you? When Muggs mentioned the beads, would that incorporate all sex toys?
No, that was just for anal beads.
Oh, well, then you got a dildo up there.
Yeah, you do. You sure do. A plastic vibrating dildo is on the list. Well done, Allie McKay.
You were on board. In the butt.
All right, let's just go around one more time, and then I'll reveal the whole thing.
A deck of playing cards.
No, I'm sorry. Beer Mug, your final guess.
Great guesses. I'll stay in the sports category and go with bowling pin.
Bowling pin? No, I'm sorry. Allie McKay, your final guess.
I'm going to say a light bulb.
You know, every year I feel like there are light bulbs.
Yes.
Not this year.
What?
Oh, people are getting really creative.
All right, here's what's on the list, you guys. Air freshener. Batteries. There was one instant
air freshener.
Air freshener, yes.
Wow, I need some help. Give me an air freshener.
There was
There
was one battery incident with three AA's, another with two AAA's.
Come on.
We mentioned all the bottles. A cat food can.
Oh,
a
man.
Cigar tube. A coin that had been in the rectum for a month, by the way, when this young man walked in.
Safekeeping.
A curtain rod.
I'm sorry?
A curtain rod,
yes.
Aren't those like 3 feet across?
Well, no telling how much weight it. We mentioned the plastic vibrating dildo. That's on the list. A plastic fork, a floss container, a shot glass.
Oh, sure.
Muggs, you were on the right track with your baseball, but it was a golf ball this time around.
Oh,
golf
okay.
ball.
Starting slow.
Hairbrush.
Working up to the baseball.
Right.
Peanut butter jar.
Peanut butter jar?
Yes.
That's impressive.
What the?
Wow.
That's impressive.
Muggs?
Wow.
Today.
Hey,
you got homework.
Facebook Live?
A wooden knickknack, a mascara container. Here's an interesting one. Marbles. Marbles.
Oh. Hmm. Huh.
Here's a terrifying one. Screwdriver.
Oh.
Screwdriver.
Oh.
No.
Wow. No.
Tin cup. Toothbrush holder, and a toy missile. So there you go. That's from the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. What Americans got stuck up their butt. This has been Beat Makes Us Guess.
Beat Makes Us Guess, yeah.
Are we just going to spend the entire show ignoring the fact that Chip only has one leg?
It's not easy for her right now, and it's making me sad because she literally just said, "Hey guys, it takes me like a long time to get down to the bathroom, so if Muggs come in and just watch the board for a minute."
Yeah.
Oh.
Chip dislocated her kneecap over the holiday.
Is that right? Dislocated kneecap?
Lower body injury.
Okay.
That's lower all she's willing to say. Yeah.
Because it's, you know, it's a hockey injury.
Yeah.
Sure. Exactly.
Day to day.
Hey, guys. It's a new era in California as this state followed the lead of Colorado and Washington and other places around the country to make recreational marijuana legal. Something that. Bring it down. Something that we and millions of other people in the state of California have been calling for a long time is finally here. But what are the realities of the situation as far as the law is concerned in terms of buying it and transporting it and where you can smoke it and all that? We've got a bunch of questions and just the man to answer them. Our friend Darren Kavanoki is going to be joining us in studio to answer our questions and yours as well about legal pot in the Golden State. First, though, time for What's Happening with Allie. It's 7:53.
I found out that the little weed cozy that I had made so I could transport my weed,
right,
like next to me in the car.
Right.
Not legal.
Not legal to transport.
Gotta be in the trunk.
What?
Does that sound right?
It does not sound convenient.
No.
It does sound right, though. Because yeah. I know that
it's
if
like
you're...
an open carry law almost,
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
So now I have a weed cozy that I don't really need.
Trunk. Yeah.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
All right.
Speaking of weed, Mike Tyson, he has shelled out some cash. He bought a ranch 60 miles southwest of Death Valley, and he's turning it into a 40-acre marijuana farm.
Hey, there are some people who are going to—this is a gold mine for them.
Absolutely.
If they become the suppliers to the state of weed, yeah.
Yeah.
That's not a bad business to get into.
I heard that in the Coachella Valley, there is a one-mile-long grow house.
Really?
Yes.
See, I would wonder about—because it gets so hot there— what the electric bill must be in that grow house just to keep the plants from frying up, right?
I can't imagine.
Oh, my goodness. Well, this is an interesting story. The Blast reports that he broke ground last week. He's going to be using 20 acres of the farm to cultivate cannabis, and he's going to have a Tyson cultivation school. He's going to teach growers the latest methods in cannabis production. And then a separate venture called Tyson Holistic is going to run the ranch and focus on treatment for men and women who have suffered from psychological ailments during military service.
Interesting.
So that's really interesting. But then what if you're like, hey, I want to camp there. Is there any glamping? Well, you're in luck. The facility will also include a resort and an edible factory, premium glamping campgrounds, and cabins, as well as an amphitheater.
Glamping just means glamorous camping?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. It tends to be a tent with like a bed.
Oh, I see.
Sometimes a lamp. It's a rug. It's really nice.
Okay.
Glamping is it's where it's at.
Okay.
It's really where it's at. And speaking of the Coachella Valley, we found out, along with everyone, I guess, yesterday, who the headliners will be April 13th that weekend and April 20th at Coachella. Both weekends, by the way, on sale this Friday at noon. But Friday, you're going to see The Weeknd.
It's The Weeknd.
The Weeknd. St. Vincent, War on Drugs, The Neighborhood, Bleachers, Greta Van Fleet, and more. Saturday, the headliner, Beyonce. Because, of course, she was going to do it last year. Got knocked up with twins.
Now, that always, you always look for opportunities for them to bring out guest stars.
Yeah.
And she's got endless guest stars, including Jay-Z.
I don't know if he'd do it, though.
Well, I don't either, but I'm just saying you know what I mean? Like, she has a lot of different opportunities. She did a song with Eminem, for example.
Well, shocking you should mention Eminem.
Sorry to jump to...
No, not at all. By the way, Saturday as well, Fleet Foxes, Chromeo Borns. Some good bands out there. Sunday, Eminem, Kevin's son, will be headlining out there on Sunday night, along with Portugal the Man, A Perfect Circle, Vance Joy. So an interesting lineup for sure.
I tweeted last night that there's not a tremendous amount of rock.
No.
And put Portugal the Man on it, and they said, we'll hold it down for the genre.
Oh, I love that. I love that. That's excellent. This is really interesting, and I had no idea. But speaking of Coachella, she will be performing on Sunday night, Cardi B, the rapper. Are you aware of this? She's now the first rap artist to have her first three singles in the Billboard Top 10 at the same time. And the third ever musical act in history to do that.
Wow.
That's phenomenal.
She has three songs in the top 10.
She well, Summer with G-Eazy, right. No Limit. And then she has Motorsport by Migos, Nicki Minaj. Mm-hmm. And then number seven was her single All By Herself of Bodak Yellow. But that's pretty insane. She's hot right now.
Yeah.
That Cardi B.
You'd think.
Yeah.
Maybe she'd be playing Coachella.
She is on Sunday. Right. Yeah, I had just actually mentioned that.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah, that's true. And speaking of new music, not sure if you saw Justin Timberlake trending yesterday.
I did not.
He was trending, and I thought, oh, maybe he has announced some of the other people that he might bring on stage at the Super Bowl because he is the halftime performance. You know I'm holding out for Britney.
Sure.
Me and Brit. I got my fingers crossed.
Good luck with that one.
It's really insane how much I need this.
Yeah.
But it's true.
Okay.
You can have your NSYNC reunion. Don't care. You come out with Britney like you did that one time in the half top and the little football pants. God, that was awesome. But he has just announced his new album, The Woods. It's going to come out the Friday before Super Bowl Sunday, which is pretty good timing, Justin. But
Man of the Woods.
Man of the Woods. And you may be saying to yourself, well, did he have a trailer? Yes, he did. And he is a rugged everyman. He struts through cornfields, snowy vistas, and then he sits alone by a roaring fire. Here's just a little bit of the voiceover as well as a snippet of the music.
This album is really inspired by my son, my wife, my family, but more so than any other album I've ever written, where I'm from. And it's personal.
It feels so earthy. It's just where you are in your life right now. That is a smash.
That is a smash, says his longtime collaborator, Pharrell.
Hmm.
I mean, who's in? Earthy? Just him sitting in the woods?
He doesn't strike me as an earthy guy.
Hanging out in a cornfield? Well, he's from Tennessee. He's kind of country, right?
Sure.
Is he from Tennessee?
I don't have any
idea. From Memphis, yeah.
I thought he was, but then as I said, I'm like, probably not.
No idea.
Who cares? Hey, happy birthday, King of Mexico.
How about that?
Our own Dave. How old do you think he is today?
Probably
49, 78.
70. Yeah, I was going to say 77.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good stuff. We also have birthdays of Eli Manning, Giants quarterback. I miss him. Remember when he was quarterback?
Sure.
Is he back to being quarterback?
He was, but now that I think the playoffs are on, maybe not.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did they not make it?
I don't think so.
Oh, that's sad. And Led Zeppelin's John Paul Jones. And that's what's happening.
No, I'm going to get high tonight, though. I'm going to get very high tonight.
All right. Okay, Nick.
All right. I'm going to get so f***ed up tonight.
All right.
I'm like motherf***ing Tupac.
You're not anything like Tupac. Not anything.
But at least you can get high legally. Now that 2018 is finally here, recreational marijuana is legal in the state of California. But as our next guest told us off the air, right now there are more questions than answers about what the legality of all this means. Let's welcome back to the studio our friend Darren Cavanocchi, nocuffs.com, DarrenCavanocchi.com. How are you, sir?
Wow, applause. Yeah. Thank you. My goodness.
Happy New Year.
Yes. Happy New Year, everybody.
Now, how long ago, if you remember, did the vote happen where Californians said, want to have legal weed?
Wait a second. No one told me I was coming in this morning for a pop quiz. So let me break out Google. I'll tell you exactly when it was. But California has been really progressive in terms of leading the country with medical marijuana. Obviously, other states beat us to the punch with adult use. By the way, the term that's preferred in the industry is adult use, not recreational, because that speaks more accurately to what's going on.
About the age of the person that should be doing it?
Exactly.
That's why they
exactly.
Do it.
Which, by the way, is an interesting little nuance for your audience to be aware of. 21 and older, you can have recreational marijuana or adult use marijuana. But if you're over 18 but not yet 21, mm-hmm. the only way you can lawfully possess it is with a doctor's recommendation.
Okay.
So it's so medical marijuana from 18 only. To 21, and then 21 up, it's adult use.
Adult use. Okay. Yes, yes, yes.
Well, the only reason I asked, and I didn't mean to put you on the spot with when the vote happened, is yeah. I know it was...
I feel like it was a 2016
yeah.
fall.
Yeah, it seems like it was a long time ago. Yeah. And I wondered if part of the reason it took so long to have it finally take effect this week is that they needed to get some laws together to know how to handle it once it's legal in the state.
Yeah, but there's been a lot of hurry up and wait, and what we're seeing now is there were some cities that came right out of the New Year's gate embracing adult use marijuana and opening stores. And we saw that in Northern California. Santa Ana had some shops open. I think West Hollywood opened yesterday. But by and large, there are a lot of folks or a lot of dispensaries that are still not open to the adult use population.
It sort of sounds like that. It sort of sounds like the state of California was surprised by this and hasn't started really because
given licenses.
Can't they follow Denver? Can't they follow these other states where they actually have it legal and they've already worked out laws and ways to?
I'm sure other states are going to inspire a lot of the regulations that we have here. But, you know, it's all over the map. So, for example.
Why is it all over the map?
Because every state has the ability to regulate this for themselves. And the feds, as far as the feds are concerned, weed is still very much an illegal substance. So that creates this incredible tension between federal law and state law. And basically what the feds have said is we're going to stay out of the state's business if they have these systems in place.
Okay, so as long as it's legal in California, the feds will recognize that.
Yes, but there's still ways that you can make them very angry. So, for example, transporting marijuana across state lines. Even if you're going from a state where it is legal to a state that's legal, jumping over that state line is a federal crime.
Is that right?
Yes.
Even though it's legal in both places.
Yes.
So it's just illegal right on the border?
It's just that moment.
Really?
No, it's the transportation from one state to another that can implicate. So it's really dicey. And then when you get into the world of driving under the influence of marijuana, it is a whole crazy bit of.
Well, we're gonna get to that in a minute here because we're also going to invite some phone calls on that because I know that is your specialty, Darren. But let me ask you this about the tension between the federal and the state.
Yeah,
because I lived in Washington for a long time, and I remember stories all the time about the pot dispensaries there getting broken into because they had so much cash on hand.
Right.
Is it true in California that the people who have legal weed businesses still can't deposit that money into a bank?
It is. And it's, again, because of this tension between federal and state law, banking has been one of the biggest challenges in the adult use or medicinal business.
Even and medicinal. So, and they've had a problem with that the whole time.
Oh, you bet. And so now there are some private banks that are opening up to the industry, but they don't come with that same FDIC insurance because they can't. So that's something that I think as this pendulum continues to swing, and there are now 29 states that have some version of either adult use or medicinal. So as this swings, ultimately, this is a problem that's too big to not solve. And California in particular, they're talking about a $7 billion industry just in our state.
So if I'm a thug and I'm a robber, and I know you only have cash there. You can't pay with a credit card, right?
No.
So it's only cash there. I'm hitting up dispensaries, right?
That's what I'm saying. That's what's happening. I don't think that's what we're saying at all.
That?
No,
oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
We're not trying to encourage that behavior.
Apologies. That's where I was going.
No.
Got it.
All right. This is the voice of our guest, Darren Cavanocchi, here in studio. DarrenCavanocchi.com or NoCuffs.com. We're talking about the legalization of pot in the state of California. It just happened this week. You mentioned about the driving under the influence. Now, hasn't it always been illegal to drive impaired, no matter what the substance is that impairs you, Darren?
Absolutely. And this is important for people to understand that it's illegal to drive when you're under the influence of anything. And under the influence for driving has a very specific definition where you're basically unable to drive your car with the caution of a sober person. Mm-hmm. It's more,
like, even if you have a prescription for Vicodin because you have a back injury, you're not supposed to drive in that condition.
Exactly.
Right?
Let me give you an extreme example. Let's say you're hy- hypersensitive to caffeine and you whip into your local coffee shop and have 20 espresso shots, if you are unable to drive your car with the caution of a sober person, you could be prosecuted for being under the influence of anything. Legal, illegal, prescribed, not prescribed. It doesn't matter. It's the effect on the driver. But the flip side, and this is where it gets a little bit thorny, is there's two theories that the prosecution will always use to try and convict somebody of DUI. There's being impaired, and then there's this bright line limit of 0.08 or higher, and everybody talks about that 0.08, 0.08. And when it comes to THC, it's very different. So, for example, in Colorado, they have a bright line limit of 0.05 nanograms per milliliter of blood. We don't have that in California.
How is it possible that it was okay to, a year and a half ago and they haven't thought to come up with that law?
They've been very busy.
What the hell's going on?
Some of these things take time.
It's ridiculous.
Easily distracted. There are other issues happening. Who knows? But this is what we're grappling with. I think ultimately this is all going to shake out in a relatively short period of time.
Relatively short meaning a month, 3 months, 6 months?
Yeah, somewhere. Yeah. I would think in under a year we're going to have a lot more clarity. I think more clarity on a day-by-day basis, frankly.
That's what I do.
So, Darren, since there's no THC test roadside in California, does that mean they're just going by how you drive, what your level of impairment is for your driving, right?
Or your tests.
Yes.
Smell test.
So basically...
Edibles, though.
That smells good, right.
So, look, there's always four major categories of material that the prosecution's going to use in any DUI case. And whether it's THC, alcohol, or whatever, here's what it is. It's your driving pattern, your physical signs and symptoms, so stuff like red watery eyes, odor of whatever, unsteady gait, your field sobriety test performance, so the roadside gymnastics, stand on one leg, etc., and then your chemical test results or the refusal to give a chemical test result that can be introduced as consciousness of guilt. So basically, if you had nothing to hide, you would have given the test is the argument. So when we're talking about THC, there are some chemical tests. There's a cheek swab test that will show the presence. There's a lab out of San Francisco that allegedly has the first numeric result breath test for THC. So that's coming soon. But basically, it's going to result in a blood test, or they'll just use those other factors like your driving pattern, your field sobriety test performance.
We should say this. Don't drive impaired.
Yes. Oh,
don't
please.
Drive impaired.
Please, please, please. Please put me out of business by making wiser choices in your life. Believe me, I'll find something else to do. I drive on the roads, too, and I've got a daughter who's about to turn 16. So the idea of everybody being a little bit buzzed on the freeways or anywhere.
Not great.
Yeah. Be responsible in whatever you're doing.
Okay. Having said that, you're going to have some questions about the new laws and how it affects you, particularly if you are driving or transporting marijuana. So we want to hear your calls right now at 1-800-520-1067. He's a TV host, author, and legal analyst, Darren Kavanoski. Excuse me. Kavanoki is in studio with us right now. And we'll
you're
take your calls
first.
Next on K-Rock. Taking your calls right now at 1-800-520-1067 for author and legal analyst Darren Kavanoki, who is in studio with us here on the Kevin Beach Show, nocuffs.com. Or 1-800-NO-CUFFS. By the way, what's your prediction, Darren, in how long it will be till the first phone ring in your office for somebody who's been arrested for driving while on pot?
Oh, that's already happened.
Happened on the 3rd?
Oh, yeah. No, we've been seeing an uptick in enforcement going on, as a matter of fact, all through last year. And there are police reports from other states where they're indicating that 25% of drivers who roll into sobriety checkpoints are showing signs of marijuana impairment.
25%?
Yeah. So be careful out there, people.
Yeah, no kidding. Now, people who have wanted to get a hold of marijuana have, let's face it, we've been pretty loosey-goosey with the prescriptions. It hasn't been that tough to get a medical marijuana prescription in this state. Do you anticipate a lot of new users of marijuana as a result of the new law?
At first, and it's funny because, of course, I called my lawyer buddies in Washington and Colorado to say what's going on out there. And I think there's going to be that novelty factor at first. But let's face it, we've had medicinal for so long that people who have medical benefit from smoking, they've already got their cards and they're already smoking.
So does everyone else, by the way. Yeah. I mean, not to put too fine a point on it, but if you want weed, you can get weed.
Again, the right to remain silent only helps you if you exercise.
Says
Bean. So let's move on.
Kevin. I don't think so.
But here's what I'm hearing from my friends, and it's happening so predictably, it's laughable that, and this will sound sexist because it's always dad, you know, family goes to Denver or wherever, and dad goes down to the pot shop and doesn't want to buy the buds because he doesn't want to reek, so he buys edibles. And since he wants his money's worth, he'll take the strongest edible known to mankind, and 10 minutes later, when he still feels nothing, he'll eat a second one.
Never a good idea.
Only to wind up in handcuffs an hour later. Oh, yeah, no. when it all kicks in. So dads out there, please, be smart.
You really only have to do that once. That feeling of it's not working.
You learn your lesson.
Go ahead and wait that out.
Yeah,
all right,
exactly.
Let's just burn through a couple of real fast calls if you know Darren. Just jump in. Let's go to line 7. David Riverside up first here on the Kevin Amin Show. David, you're on with Darren Kavanoki. Go ahead.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
So, Darren, my question was about the blood test. I understand that's the only way of really testing you right now. So what's to say, like, let's just say you do get tested and you do come up. What if that's actually from a week ago? Because I know it can stay in your blood for, like, at least a week or more than that week.
David,
how do they know?
Yeah, you're exactly on point, and that's exactly the question that I would be asking 12 jurors in a trial if we're on that case. And that's the big problem that they have is THC is fat soluble. Everybody knows stays in your system for a long time, so they're looking for active THC metabolites when they're drawing the blood, and they think that they can then draw a conclusion about impairment. What they fail to appreciate, and here's what all the scientists are kind of scrambling to get their arms around, is that people who are regular users of THC will not show impairment at the same level that a novice user is going to show.
Well, that makes sense, yeah.
So it's really trying to find that standardization. And for example, in Washington and in Colorado, we have 0.05 nanograms. In Nevada, it's 0.02. So there's really no inconsistency, or there's no consistency, I should say.
And California hasn't set a limit yet.
Not yet. But if it's to come, it's going to come from the legislature. And every state is going to be responsible for setting their own.
Okay. Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Let's go to Derek, line 3. He's up next. Huntington Beach on the Kevin Amin Show. Darren, go ahead.
Hey, Derek.
Derek.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Thanks. Question.
Basically, what constitutes the right to search your vehicle if, I mean, say they smell something or...
So there's, in order to justify the search of a vehicle, and there is a lesser requirement to search vehicles because of the mobility and the windows and the things that... Basically, when you're in your car, you're holding yourself out to the public. So there still has to be some probable cause for the search. What is that? It could be statements that you made about how recently you smoked. It could be obviously the odor of marijuana is a very strong one, and there's debate amongst the courts as to whether or not that is justifiable.
Yeah,
probable
I have friends
cause.
Whose cars will smell like that forever.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just that way 100%, 100% of the time.
And this is where we're going to see these cases shake out over time. And it's one more example, and we see this all the time, where society changes at a pace that is faster than the legal system can catch up. And so there's going to be this mad scramble to solve all of these kinds of problems.
Darren, are there any holdouts in the state of California? Are there any cities or communities or towns who have said, no, sir, we're not going to let... Really?
Many. There are some municipalities that are embracing it, and there are some that are saying, oh, no, not in our town. So you really want to make sure that you are checking...
I thought this is a state law thing.
It's a state law, but cities have the right to legislate it out of their city.
Come on now. Let's stop this.
This is insanity.
I don't make this stuff up.
Right,
I'm just here to tell you guys.
Come on, Darren. I'm not talking to you.
I'm so mad at you.
I'm saying, come on. Stop this, people. If an overwhelming percentage of people voted for it, let's just do it and do it responsibly.
I'll do better next year. What can I tell you?
All right. Well, we're out of time. I'm sorry to say. We're going to leave it there. But, Darren, if people have other questions about the law and the pot, is it okay if they call you?
Anytime. 1-800-NO-COFFS. Okay, literally 24/7. You'll get to us.
Okay, fantastic. Darren Kavanoki has been our guest. DarrenKavanoki.com or NoCuffs.com. Happy New Year to you. Thanks
so much
for coming.
Happy New Year. So great seeing y'all. Be well.
Thank you. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to The Kevin Amin Show at 8:52.
Now that it is January, that means February will be here before you know it. And February 1st and 2nd, our friends the Killers are playing at Staples Center. We've got tickets you could win coming up in the next 20 minutes or so right here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Within 20 minutes, you'll win tickets to go see the Killers. It's 8:52. Allie is here. What's happening?
Spotify being sued for $1.6 billion.
Wow.
That seems like a lot, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. By?
A music publishing company called Wixen. They're accusing Spotify of using artists' music without a license and without compensation. They handle the copyright management and royalty for Tom Petty, The Doors, Neil Young, Missy Elliott. But Tom Petty's Free Fallin', Rage Against the Machine's Calm Like a Bomb, and more than 10,000 other songs are listed in the lawsuit, and they are seeking the maximum award possible per song, which is $150,000 per song.
Wow.
This is nuts. Yeah.
I can't imagine that Spotify would add a bunch of music to their service that they don't have licenses for. That seems very surprising to me.
Well, they just settled a class action suit in May from a group of songwriters for $43 million. They had accused Spotify of using their songs without a license and without paying royalties.
Huh.
So Spotify, that's just how they roll.
Yes. Spotify is currently facing three other lawsuits.
Wow.
So, wow, Spotify.
So, goodbye, Spotify, it sounds like.
Well, they're reportedly valued at $19 billion.
So they'll
are
be
they
fine.
Making? Are they making money? Okay. Are they even making money, though?
I don't think they're making a ton.
Yeah.
But.
Interesting.
How can they be worth $19 billion and not be making any money?
Great question, Kevin.
Thank you.
Spotify's making tons of money.
Spotify is making tons of money, I understand.
That's what I just heard a guy say. Yeah.
Then how do they... then get the rights.
Yeah, you would think that would be step one.
Step one.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's just crazy. Hmm. Well, it's a new year, new you, right? Everybody's got the resolution. Obviously, number one resolution for most people, lose some weight. That's what DJ Khaled wants to do. He feels your pain. But lucky for him, he's landed a gig. He's teamed up with Weight Watchers. He's going to be their social media ambassador. He's going to show fans how to follow something called the Freestyle Program on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, and Facebook. He wants to trim down in 2018 to get fit so he could play basketball with his son.
I mean, he's got a lot of getting fit to do.
There's some getting fit there.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Here's the thing with that. If people are watching your progress over time, don't you think you stick with it more?
You mean he's been doing it?
No. He just signed up with Weight Watchers. I feel like he's going to drop some serious poundage. Because he's doing this online. If you're held accountable by something like that, don't you think you'd be a little more apt to doing it?
Yeah, of course.
Plus, they're paying you. What I'm saying is, Weight Watchers, call me. I am in, and I would like to help you out.
Did I tell you guys I ran into DJ Khaled on the streets?
No.
Yeah. On the streets.
On the streets. I was driving, and whatever the highest-end BMW car is,
right,
that just looks like a futuristic spaceship,
mm-hmm,
went by me at about three times the speed of what we were supposed to be doing. And
okay,
then another guy cut in behind me and went, and they were racing.
Oh.
And they got up to the light, and a guy got out of the car. And I was like, I need to get out and regulate like I do.
Nope.
Because there might be a fight here.
Right?
It looked like they were angry.
Okay.
And it was DJ Khaled, and he was like, hey, give my love to the family and everybody. And they were just all having a good time. They got back in their cars, and they went 250 miles an hour out.
Wow.
I almost
so you thought you had to regulate, but instead they were like given daps.
Right.
Right. We are so white.
I didn't have to regulate,
yeah,
is what I'm
that
saying.
That just happened.
Yeah.
Carrie Underwood's face.
Right.
Is gorgeous. We all know this. But she had a big fall in November and she broke her wrist. But now she's sharing that there were a lot more injuries with that fall.
This was outside of her house?
I believe it was inside her house.
Inside her house.
Yeah. But she had written a blog post to fans on New Year's Day and said she sustained a facial injury that required 40 to 50 stitches, and she's not quite looking the same. So she wanted people to know, listen, I was in this accident. It was a little worse than I thought it was, and definitely worse than you thought it was. So when you see me on camera, I'm going to look a little different. I don't want you guys to freak out.
Wow.
So how different can she look?
But she hasn't shared a photo or anything, right?
No, she did share a photo on Instagram, but she was all wrapped up in a scarf, so it was mostly just her eyes, talking about the weather and how chilly it was. But that's the thing. She sent out this blog post to fans, which, of course, started trending. And I had to laugh at one of her huge fans was like, "You weren't supposed to share this with everyone. That was just for us fans to know about what's going on with Carrie. You guys, this is awful. She was sharing that with us.
Oh,
no one's supposed to know. It wasn't a press release. It was for us fans." Oh, I love people. They're adorable. Speaking of adorable, happy birthday, Dave, our own King of Mexico. It is his birthday today.
Yay! What's up?
Sharing that with Eli Manning and Led Zeppelin's John Paul Jones. And that's what's happening.
Alan Reyes from San Fernando, thank you for listening. You just won yourself two tickets to go see The Killers at Staples Center. As you know, they are coming to town the first 2 days of February. We've got them for you all week long here on the world famous K-Rock. It's 923.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 25 minutes till 10 o'clock.
That means it's time for Ali and what's happening?
That band right there, Portugal the Man. They'll be at Coachella.
Yep.
I love that. It came out yesterday, the lineup, and a lot of people were thinking there's a little lack of some rock, but let's go through the headliners.
Okay.
These are two different weekends, April 13th and April 20th, those two weekends. Friday, headliner, The Weeknd. All right.
Good music, dull performer.
Yeah. Maybe that's when you go and you search out other bands that you might want to find out about. But also on Friday, St. Vincent, War on Drugs, The Neighborhood, Bleachers, Greta Van Fleet. Saturday, Beyonce. She'll be headlining. She was supposed to last year, but of course got pregnant with twins. And you just don't, you know, run around a stage and do that kind of performance when you've got two people cooking inside of you. Also, Alt-J, Fleet Foxes, Chromeo Borns. And then coming up on Sunday, Kevin's child, his little boy, Eminem, will be out there with Portugal the Man, A Perfect Circle, Vance Joy, and more. And tickets for both weekends on sale this Friday at noon.
Now, do you suggest that Kevin and Eminem are related because of their similar hairstyles or because of Kevin's rap skills?
I think both.
My mad rap skills.
It's mad for
rap.
Sure.
Come on,
yeah.
Man.
Plus the spaghetti.
Right.
On your mother's... What? I don't know. But have you seen that picture lately? Of you and Eminem,
yeah.
And you're essentially the same person?
I mean...
hysterical.
Sort of.
You're the same person.
Yeah, okay.
It's pretty good. Pretty good. I talked about this before the song played. Job alert. Do you love to swim? Can you hold your breath for a long time? Maybe you don't mind wearing a fishtail? Well, I've got a job for you. It involves moving to Florida. But you will be working at the Weeki Wachee Springs State Park. They're holding auditions for swimmers to be mermaids. It is the park that's known as the only city of live mermaids. They have underwater mermaid performances 365 days a year.
It's very popular.
But correct me if I'm wrong, they're not mermaids.
Well, I mean,
am I right?
They're
what?
Humans who are playing mermaids.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you
still
think
have
you have
to
be an actual mermaid to get the job and they're listening in the ocean right
Aren't
now?
Aren't they overselling it a bit? If it's just people wearing a tail.
Well,
you have to learn the skills, though, to play a mermaid, though.
Yeah.
You have to learn the
it's
underwater.
Like water ballet, essentially.
Take right. it easy.
And holding your breath.
Yeah.
And whatnot in the show and the choreography.
Look good with some shells covering your boobies?
I'm sure that's not an easy job.
It is not easy. Thank you, Bean. It is not easy. Auditions will be held January the 13th. So you've got 10 days to get into mermaid shape, ladies and gents.
By the way,
it doesn't say mermen. It's just mermaids.
Oh, no, that's interesting.
Ship, you'd be great. You would be great.
With the one leg, sure.
It is snowing in Tallahassee, Florida this morning, by the way.
Oh, my.
You know, there's this deep freeze across much of the United States, and it's very rare to have snow in anywhere in Florida, but right on the Capitol right now.
That is nuts. Thank you for that, Bean.
It was a fun fact.
It was definitely a fun fact. No one was ready for that because Chip has to limp up.
That was Beans.
Fun fact.
Well,
you need a heads up. You need 30 seconds advance notice if we need it.
I'm going to give you something fun coming up. How about that? Remember when Matt Lauer got canned about a month
sure.
ago?
Yes.
He
He apparently had done some inappropriate stuff. There were some allegations of inappropriate sexual behavior, and since multiple women have come out with their own allegations as well, well, Savannah Guthrie has been co-hosting with Hoda Kotb, and the ratings have been amazing. They took over the number one spot again against GMA, which is pretty darn good. So if you're paying Matt Lauer $25 million to not be number one, and Hoda Kotb is killing it in there, maybe you make her the co-anchor?
Sure.
Well, guess what happened just yesterday?
Hey, welcome to today. It's 2018, and we are kicking off the year right because Hoda is officially the co-anchor of today. Let's give her a round of applause. This has to be the most popular decision NBC News has ever made, and I am so thrilled.
I'm pinching myself. I think that we should send some medics to Alexandria, Virginia, where my mom has likely fainted after hearing the open of that show.
By the way,
it's getting too risky to hire a man to do a job on television.
I'm saying it's a crazy, crazy world we live in right now. And if you're concerned that what's going to happen with her and Kathy Lee in that popular fourth hour where they drink wine and just kind of giggle, don't worry.
Sounds like good TV.
She is still going to be doing the fourth hour as well. So I guess she'll do, what, 3 hours and then...
And then the fourth.
Megyn Kelly. No, Megyn Kelly does 1 hour of her show and then it's back to them.
I don't know. I never watch morning TV ever.
Are you
ever,
busy?
Ever in the history of my life.
Okay. All right. And don't worry, you guys. Matt Lauer reached out to her, sent her a text, and Hoda said, he texted me, said congratulations, some really nice words, and it meant the world when I saw the text pop up. And that it wasn't a pic. Just saying. She didn't say that last
right.
part. I'm
but
just
had
saying,
she,
thank
it would have been very funny.
God, it wasn't a picture text. Right, Brett Favre? He listens, right?
Yes.
Mostly in the 9 o'clock.
All the time.
You guys, sad news. If you're one of those little boys that puts that Playboy right under the mattress, you might not be able to do that for much longer. Because of Hugh Hefner's death, that has triggered this process that's going to shift ownership of the company from his family to the largest shareholder, which is a private equity firm. And they want to shift the company's emphasis to brand partnerships and licensing deals, which would get rid of the actual magazine and just make everything digital, which is kind of a bummer.
Yeah, how long has it been in existence?
Oh, my gosh.
Over 60
Six
years?
Decades.
60 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's insane. But U.S. circulation has dropped to less than 500,000 an issue from a peak of 5.6 million.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a drop. And I was not aware of this, but their print magazine now only publishes 6 issues a year, and they've lost as much as 7 million annually in recent years. So
my question is, where else can you find pictures of attractive women?
You can't.
Right.
That's my point.
My thing. So how yeah. is it not working?
Well, here I get what you're saying. You're saying you can find it obviously everywhere on the internet,
sure.
But guess what? When your dad's, you know, coming in your room and you can't hide that computer under your mattress real quick, right?
Right.
Am I right? Young boys? No?
Yeah, you're right.
All right. I just think it's very sad. Things are changing, you guys.
Yes, they are.
Speaking of changing, Danica Patrick, she's newly single. She was dating a guy. Don't know who he is. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Is he a race car guy, too?
Don't know.
But she's been seen, spotted around town over Christmas, canoodling, kissing a man. Can't keep her hands off of him. That man, quarterback for the Green Bay Packers.
Is that right?
Yes. What do you think about that? Aaron Rodgers and Danica Patrick. Interesting. If you believe a story like that.
He sort of has a type.
Hot brunettes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really accomplished hot brunettes?
Yes.
Yeah, he's doing okay.
Mm-hmm.
Also doing okay, Pete Wentz. He's expecting a baby girl. Him and his girlfriend, Megan Camper, they shared the news via Instagram with a photo of his sons, Bronx and Saint, holding a pink present symbolizing their growing family. It's just cute.
She's a model, right?
Yeah, she is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I saw that photo a little troll, Pete Wendt, standing next to this statue.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, who is that woman?
What's wrong with you?
I figured she had to be some sort of supermodel.
She's a gorgeous woman. But he also has, Bronx is Ashley Simpson's son. So it's not like he's dated a lot of dogs in his life.
Okay. All right. Just he's lucky he's in a band. That's all I'm saying.
All I'm saying is learn the guitar.
All right.
He plays guitar?
Bass.
Bass. I thought it was bass as soon as I said it.
Sure.
Good times, you guys. Hey, happy birthday to our own King of Mexico. It is Dave, the King of Mexico's birthday today.
What's up?
There you are. As well as John Paul Jones from Them Crooked Vultures and Led Zeppelin, and Giants quarterback Eli Manning. And that's what's happening.
Thank you, Allie. On your drive home today, tomorrow morning, your tickets for the Killers. We're also going to talk sports with Jim Rome, and we've got Dr. Drew on the show as well. We'll see you tomorrow.